This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Embattled British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more from London.
An official in Johnson's Downing Street office has confirmed that the Prime Minister has agreed to announce his resignation. Johnson had rejected calls from his own cabinet to step down over several ethics scandals. He gave in after more than 40 ministers quit his government and told him to go. It was not immediately clear whether Johnson would stay in office while the Conservative Party chooses a new leader who will replace him as Prime Minister. Karen Chamas, London.
Johnson's resignation comes just weeks after he survived a no-confidence vote within his Conservative Party after he was fined for violating his own COVID-19 lockdown rules by holding parties at 10 Downing Street, his official residence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday that weapons supplied by Western allies are helping to disrupt the efforts of Russia's military. In his nightly video address, President Zelensky said the weapons' accuracy is exactly as needed and significantly reduces the offensive potential of the Russian army. He also pledged to regain control of all of Ukraine's territory as Russia pushes to capture the Donbas region in the eastern part of the country. Ukrainian officials earlier Wednesday told the remaining residents in Donetsk province to flee to safer areas as Russia launched new attacks there. Russia already controls more than half of Donetsk province. They said that they had completely taken over neighboring Luhansk last week. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived Thursday in the Indonesian resort island of Bali for a meeting of G20 foreign ministers. The summit is the first face-to-face meeting between Lavrov and some of Russia's biggest critics since the invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A senior State Department official says the agenda of the summit is important, but acknowledged that it cannot be business as usual. Greece's prime minister ruled out an early election on Thursday. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, who was elected in 2019, said his priority was stability to complete reforms. His conservative government wants to take advantage of its four-year term's final stretch to recover ground lost in tackling crises such as the COVID pandemic and to continue economic reforms. Mitsotakis's new Democracy Party is leading in opinion polls, but its popularity has been hit by soaring energy prices aggravated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The leftist opposition party has urged him to call an early election. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced Thursday on charges of federal civil rights violations in connection with the murder of George Floyd in 2020. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
When Derek Chauvin pleaded guilty to a federal charge in December, he agreed to a sentence of 20 to 25 years. Prosecutors want the full 25, saying the former Minneapolis police officer's actions were cold-blooded and needless. Chauvin's defense argues that Chauvin accepts responsibility for what he did and should get 20 years. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson will make the final decision. Chauvin already was given a 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence from a state court for murdering Floyd. I'm Donna Warder.
Cell phone video captured Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for several minutes despite Floyd pleading for his life. The death of Floyd, a black man, sparked protests in Minneapolis and around the world in a reckoning over police brutality and racism. China's capital city has announced a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for entering certain venues. China's capital city, Beijing, said Wednesday that most people will need to be vaccinated before entering in-person training centers, sports centers, entertainment venues, and other social gathering spots. The mandate, which goes into effect next Monday, is the first in China to be imposed at such a large scale. The vaccine requirement comes after a resurgence in new cases in Beijing, Shanghai, and other parts of China in the last week. The city said the requirement did not apply to people for whom vaccinations were not suitable, but said vaccinated people would get priority for entering the venues. Repeating our top story, embattled British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. Johnson's decision came after a flurry of cabinet ministers resigned from his government this week in response to a series of ethics scandals. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green.